So, after 19 counts, Dublin's four MEPs have been elected. Counting will resume this morning in the Midlands, North West and South constituencies. Here's how the announcement was made in the RDS.
As the votes of Regina Doherty and Barry Andrews exceed the quota, I deem them to be elected. As there is one continuing candidate more than the number of seats left to be filled, I deem the following candidates to be elected without reaching the quota: Lynn Boylan and Éan O'Riordan.
Earlier in the day, John Moran became Limerick's first directly elected mayor. Counting continues in just one local authority area, Newbridge in County Kildare, where a recount was requested. To bring us up to date, we can talk to our political correspondent, Paul Cunningham. Paul, will we look first of all at Dublin, where business has concluded? What happened in the end?
Well, it was pretty clear that Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael had a seat, and we knew that by Sunday night. It was also pretty clear that Sinn Féin's Lynn Boylan was going to be really in the running to get the third seat. She mightn't have felt it, but that was how the numbers looked. So it really then came down to a question of who was going to get the fourth seat, and that was a four-way shootout. And the people involved in the shootout were first of all, there was Niall Boylan, the independent candidate, who put on a very strong showing in the first count. He had around 30,000 votes. You also had two people tied neck and neck together, Ciarán Cuff, the sitting Green MEP, and then you also had Éan O'Riordan, the Labour Party TD. The three of them were sort of pretty close together. And then further back was the Independents for Change, Claire Daly. So the question was, how was that going to work out? The first thing was that Niall Boylan, in the beginning of the count, was doing very well. There was an awful lot of right candidates, and they were transferring very well to him. And by around the 16th count, he was in fourth place. Ciarán Cuff was pretty much neck and neck with Éan O'Riordan, and then Claire Daly was further back. So the first thing question was the people before Profit TD, Breed Smith, was she going to transfer really heavily to Claire Daly and put her ahead of Ciarán Cuff and Éan O'Riordan? And that didn't happen. And so eventually what happened was that Claire Daly was excluded. Then the next question was, who was going to get ahead? Was it going to be Ciarán Cuff or was it going to be Éan O'Riordan? And ultimately, Éan O'Riordan got ahead and Ciarán Cuff then was excluded. And so the last question was Éan O'Riordan going to be able to get past Niall Boylan? And the sense always was that once Ciarán Cuff was excluded, he was going to transfer heavily to Éan O'Riordan, and Éan O'Riordan would get over the line. So we did have those four seats. Barry Andrews, the poll topper for Fianna Fáil, he got through Regina Doherty for Fine Gael, and then the last two seats being filled by Lynn Boylan and Sinn Féin, who had been an MEP, now returned again, and Éan O'Riordan for the Labour Party, their first MEP in a long time.
And I'm just looking at those transfer figures on the elimination of Ciarán Cuff. I mean, a huge number of his votes did end up going to Éan O'Riordan. Éan O'Riordan got 38% of his transfers. Niall Boylan, who then lost out on the seat, got just 2% of them. So quite a massive difference there. Will we look, Paul, at the other two European constituencies? South, where so far just Sean Kelly has been elected, and Midlands North West, where no one has been returned. What's likely to happen over the coming hours?
Over the coming days, I think.
I'd say you're right there, all right.
I mean, when it comes down to Ireland South, I mean, Fianna Fáil's Billy Kelleher is more than 20,000 votes off the quota, but he is baked in. He has got a nailed down seat. And then what you have is behind him is a group of five, and there's only around 10,000 votes separating them. So you've got the independent TD, Michael McNamara, Fianna Fáil's Cynthia Navarro, who really put in the surprise performance, Independents for Change, Mick Wallace, the sitting TD, Sinn Féin's Kathleen Funchen, and also the Green Party's Grace O'Sullivan. When it comes to Sinn Féin, people expect that Kathleen Funchen is going to get a sizable chunk from her running mate, the Senator Paul Gavin. So the question is, how far is she going to get ahead? Of the chasing pack. Independence Mick Wallace, he's about 30,000 down on the last time he stood in 2019. So how much of an impact is that going to have of his first preference being down that far? Michael McNamara looks pretty strong. There's plenty of other independent candidates below him. He's looking in a good position. And then Fianna Fáil's Cynthia Ní Bhfiracadh, we just don't know. I think the person who themselves are saying they feel that they're not in the strongest of positions is the Green Party's Grace O'Sullivan.
And Midlands North West, again, this is likely to play out over several days. Where do things stand at the minute?
Indeed. Once again, you've got a clearer sort of candidate, and that is the outgoing MEP, Luke Ming Flanagan. He's leading the field. He has done since the beginning. Even when the tallies were coming through, he looked ahead. But you've got a huge quota there. I think it's about 113,000. And so all of the contenders are a good bit back. And that's why we feel it could be Friday before you actually have people being elected there. And we've got a couple of people who look very strong. Fine Gael's Nina Carberry, a very strong showing from her. Fianna Fáil's Barry Cowan. And then also a little bit further back is Fine Gael's Maria Walsh. Now, they're all looking pretty strong. Kieran Maloudy then occupies the last slot, and that is for fifth place, and I think he's looking in a good position. The question is Sinn Féin's Michelle Gildenew, can she overtake him? And she herself is saying that that's going to be an uphill struggle, but you know, there's still so many candidates. If you remember, I think it was 27 on that in that constituency. It's pretty hard to predict, and you'd have to be pretty brave to be able to say that Sinn Féin's Michelle Gildenew is out of the running. I don't think he can say that just yet.
Taking the Taoiseach at his word and assuming that there won't be an early general election, there will have to be a number of by-elections. There will have to be a number of by-elections if there isn't an early general election. I mean, at least two or three.
And exactly. So we've been speculating about this ever since the close of polls. But now we actually have it. It's a fact. Éan Éireann for Dublin Bay North, he is the sitting TD. And so therefore there would have to be a by-election in that constituency if the government goes on to its full term until March 2025. It's an interesting constituency, as you would well know, because we've already had declarations from Fine Gael's Richard Bruton that he's not going to stand again. Sean Haughey, the Fianna Fáil TD, he's not going to stand again. So it'll be an interesting constituency when it comes to the general election, but there's certainly going to be a by-election. One would imagine Michael McNamara, the independent TD, he's going to get over the line. So that's two by-elections. Kathleen Function, possibly three. So you get a sense there that there's going to be a rake of them. If it's the case, the government sticks to its promises and goes over the line. When it comes to by-elections, they usually don't favour the sitting government. And therefore, the question is, why would the government do that if in a number of weeks they're going to have a general election? But if you're listening to the Taoiseach, Micheál Martin, he says he loves by-elections, is not intimidated in any way, and would look forward to fielding candidates for it, because it effectively bloods them for the main event, for the general election.
Yeah, the thought occurred to me early this morning, isn't Niall Boylan from the Dublin Bay North area. So if he was to consider a run for the Dáil, I mean, there might be an interesting contest there. Just finally, Paul, can we talk about the friction within the government over the way Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael candidates turned on the Greens during the campaign? What have the parties been saying?
Well, it really sort of bubbled up on prime time when the Green Party leader Eamon Ryan said that there were inaccuracies being said by candidates from other coalition parties, that that was not the way business should be done, that he'd spoken to Simon Harris and to Micheál Martin about that. And he was effectively alluding to the Fine Gael candidate Regina Doherty, who in debates had been kicking the Greens in relation to cycle lanes, and also talking about what she called sort of the dictatorial way in which the party was applying climate change policies. Now, I think there's a degree within electoral campaigns that everyone knows, even though you might be in coalition together, that, you know, people are going to be having a go at each other. But certainly from the Green Party, this went over the line. Simon Harris tended to agree. On his way into cabinet, he said that while, you know, people were able to speak their minds, that there was people had to be fair. So I think to a certain extent there was strong words said, but the row was calmed down. I don't believe, Rachel, that there's going to be a difficulty moving forward once these counts are out of the way.
Paul, thanks indeed for that. Our political correspondent, Paul Cunningham.